Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about the Christian putting on the whole armor of God and what that armor is. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Reproof means conviction. The verbal form of this word means to rebuke another with such effectual words, you might say word-wielding power, that the word of truth will bring that person to a confession of sin. If not a confession, it will at least bring lasting or great troubling conviction in the heart. That is why a preacher is being addressed here in this book and told about the Word of God and what he's to preach. He is to use the Word to name sin and to preach against it. The Bible teaches us to do so. Jesus did so. It's also reproving fellow believers. Jude 22 and 23 says, "And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Truth must be manifested to bring change. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 19, we're told about putting on the whole armor of God. Remember that? Chapter 6:12, and really 6:10 through the rest of the chapter through verse 19, but we're told to put on the whole armor of God. I want to just read a few of these verses here, beginning with verse 14. "Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." What is the truth? Remember, "Thy word is truth," Jesus said. And so we're talking about the Bible. You're the beginning of your strength. That is the inner part, the most inner part, the inner part of your being, the inner part of your man must be girded about. It must be clothed with truth. It must be just wrapped up in the truth. "And having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Where do we get the gospel of peace from? Well, don't we get that from the Bible? Again, here's the word of God, because that's where the gospel. We're justified by faith, but understand, it's through the Word of God that we find that. In Romans chapter 5:1, we find that peace with God, and we find in 1 Peter 1:23 that the Word of God is the seed, and so we're born again of that seed. So again, let me just repeat it and say it again, that here, even the gospel is in the Word of God, so in our whole armor that we're putting on so far, the loins girt with truth, then we see the gospel of peace. And then verse 16, "above all, taking the shield of faith." The shield of faith, remember this, "faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Again, that's Romans 10:17. So again, we see the word of God is incorporated here as part of our armor, because now it's a shield. In verse 17, "take on the helmet of salvation." Well, how do you know what he means by helmet of salvation? Well, a helmet is for protecting the head. Know you're saved. How do you know you're saved? By the Bible. "And the sword of the Spirit," he goes on to say, "which is the word of God." Now, there's no doubt about it here. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Holy Spirit, who was given to us to indwell us the moment we got saved. He who, Jesus said in John 16, verses 8 through 11, would convict of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. And he even said a couple of verses later, he would teach you of things to come. So the Holy Spirit is in us, and he also was given us, and he said that the words that I have taught you, those words he will bring to your memory. So the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God. If you don't have a daily time in the Word of God, and if you don't think on the Word of God, and it's not that important to you, if you just read it mechanically, you are ignoring the very Holy Spirit of God. Think of that. And he goes on to say, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Well, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, and to pray in the Spirit, you've got to know how to pray rightly, and to pray rightly, you've got to know the Word of God. You've got to be into it. And in verse 19, he says to pray for him that utterance may be given unto him, that utterance meaning that when he preaches that no one could be indifferent, and that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Again, the gospel from the Word of God. So every bit of this is dealing with the Bible, and we need to understand that. Now, we next see that it is for correction. Now, this is the Greek word had the idea in it of a medical terminology, and it means to set a bone. Bone would be broken, and it would be set. It would use this Greek word that we see translated, correction. So understand, we just looked at reprove. You think of your sin. It reproves us of our sin. But correction talks to us of righteousness. Now remember, the Holy Spirit will convict us of sin and of righteousness. Well, of righteousness to do the things that we ought to do, things that may be lacking in our life. Not some sin that we're committing, it's something that we're not doing. So we say there are sins of commission and sins of omission. So the Word of God is also to tell us what to do. It's for correction. That's why we must always pray when we read the Bible, and we should read it daily and ask the Lord to help us understand it and to give us understanding and give us things from His Word. And so as you pray and then you read the Bible, ask Him to lead you as you search the Scripture and get things set right in your own life. The Bible's like a Boy Scout knife. You've seen those Boy Scout knives, they might have a corkscrew, they might have a bottle opener, they may have a knife, they may have a spoon, a fork, and a whole bunch of other things on it, you know, and all have a different use. But it's one instrument, one knife. Well, we need this book, the Bible, to help us to go in the right direction. And from time to time, there are different things that are needed in our life, but the Bible will always have it. That's why we read the Old Testament, too, because 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 11 tells us that these things were written for our admonition. And so we get our direction from the Word of God, not from psychological counselors, even to call themselves Christian counselors. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from being in God's Word and then allowing yourself to go and be a part of a church that preaches the Word of God rather than trying to entertain you and make you feel good about yourself, but rather it's about the Word of God and being in that Word daily. You might say, our admonition. You see, your relationship with Christ, again, is a personal relationship. Get to know Him. Maybe you have a favorite television program. Now, a lot of the people in my age group, we like the old-time thing. So we think of things like maybe Andy Griffith, maybe Dick Van Dyke. Maybe we think of some of the old cowboy programs such as Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers and a few of those where you didn't have cussing, you didn't have all this blood and everything else, but you still had action, you had adventure, and you had things that were pretty neat. Now, when those are on for several years, you feel like, man, I know that person. The truth of the matter is you don't know them. As a matter of fact, if you're able today to search the internet and you find histories of those people and you find, man, I wouldn't have wanted to know that person personally. I sure like them as an actor now. But personally, they're no good. And you see, a lot of times, that's where we are about God. We say we love him, but we don't really know him. Now, the thing about God is there's every reason to love him because there's nothing in him that is evil or wrong. But it's a personal relationship. Maybe you're like I am. When I got married, boy, I thought I knew my wife. You know what? You find out in those first few days and few weeks that, no, you didn't know that person. You know, what happened? What'd you do with that girl I married, you know? What'd you do with that man I married, the lady might say? Because all of a sudden, they're seeing the person 24/7. They're seeing the person as they are, and all of that, you know, the old infatuation has rubbed off, and now the reality is there. And that's good, because love is about the reality of life and not just some dreamland. And so as a personal grows. Now, I've been married 45 years, and I can say I loved my wife a billion times more than I loved her when I got married, and yet I thought I loved her with all my heart. And you know what? You'll find that you can go through this life, read the Bible, think on it, meditate on it for hours a day, and at the end of your life, you'll still realize that when you get to heaven, you didn't know him as well as you thought you did. But get to know him. Get to know his person. Know what he means by that he's holy. Know what it is to have that thought of him. Get to the point where the voice of God speaking to your heart is just as familiar as the voice of your mate to your ears. Now, the fourth thing we see here in verse 16, it is for instruction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness. Now, instruction is defined as to rectify. Now, often, I use the same word for nurturing in raising children, or the same word was used for nurturing, raising children. I've done that as far as teaching that in other portions of the Bible. Now, let me give an example here. The family's at home. It's just the family. Maybe it's just dad and the boys. And one of the boys, not on purpose, but he belches. And when he belches, they all laugh. And so it got a good laugh. And then later, company is there. Maybe the preacher's there and the family, and it's, you know, one of those things. And then the little boy said, man, I got a good laugh out of this last time, but it ought to work again. And he belches, okay? Now he is instructed in righteousness. See, it could be chastening, but not always. Sometimes it's just we don't do that, you know, and it's just the idea of just a good talking to. Righteousness is what is just and right. Instruction in what is just and right. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks.
This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.